Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets.
Thank you for joining us at XM.com for the Market Comment Podcast for Thursday, April 25th by Haralambos Pisouros. I'm Christina Marujos. The yen extended its tumble to a fresh 34-year low, falling below 155 per dollar. With less than 24 hours to go for the Bank of Japan's decision, investors are likely sitting on the edge of their seats in anticipation of the gathering's outcome. Recently, Governor Ueda said that they may raise interest rates if the yen's declines result in accelerating inflation, and added that they could begin reducing their huge bond buying at some point. With inflation accelerating notably in February, despite ticking a bit down in March, and taking into account that the wage negotiations resulted in the largest pay hikes in 33 years, investors may be on the lookout for hints and clues on how soon the next hike will be delivered. Currently, they're expecting the next 10 basis points hike in June. However, the Bank of Japan has a history of disappointing hawkish expectations, and thus, should this be the case again, the yen is likely to continue falling and perhaps revive intervention concerns. That said, officials could wait for a while longer before stepping in, given that they have repeatedly warned that they will respond if the moves are speculative and not based on fundamentals. Indeed, they have been silent lately, perhaps as the latest leg south in the yen was driven by fundamentals. On the other hand, Ueda may want to make sure he avoids a 2022 deja vu, when Kuroda's dovish remarks pushed the yen off the cliff and forced authorities to intervene and save the currency. So he could decide to adopt a more hawkish stance. Although it gained ground against the yen, the dollar traded on the back foot against most its major peers, perhaps as traders were reluctant to initiate new long positions ahead of the US GDP data later today. Expectations suggest that the world's largest economy slowed to 2.5% quarter-to-quarter in quarter one from 3.4%, but with the Atlanta Fed GDP Now model pointing to a 2.7% growth rate, the risks may be tilted to the upside. Following the downside in the S&P Global PMIs on Monday, investors may need to see stellar GDP data before they further scale back their rate cut bets and thereby allow the dollar to stage a comeback. U.S. equities closed mixed on Wednesday as stock traders remained careful as well ahead of the GDP data. However, after the closing bell, although Meta reported better-than-expected results for quarter one, its shares plunged more than 15% on weak revenue guidance, increasing the risks for a lower opening on Wall Street today. The tech chorus continues today with results from Microsoft and Alphabet. Gold traded a bit lower yesterday as the easing geopolitical tensions allowed investors to continue offloading safe haven positions. However, central bank buying and strong Chinese demand remain big supportive factors, keeping the outlook positive. What's more, even delayed, the next move on US interest rates is more likely to be a cut, which is positive for the yellow metal. This was today's Market Comment Podcast. Thanks for listening at XM.com.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.